Today we'll be doing the 58th paragraph in the second Mamar. We can understand this further by looking at the case of a person. Some people are very weak. They have no strength. They have no energy. And as a result, they're unable to fight with another person, to quarrel with somebody else. Others are very strong. But their resolve and their fortitude is very weak. They're not focused and they're not strong in that sense. It's like he's sleeping, dozing, and lazy at that time. And if he wants to fight, he needs to gear himself up beforehand. He has to awaken his strength and his power that's hidden within him. The same is true when it comes to elevating the soul. A person who doesn't engage in Torah and mitzvos and doesn't connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a meaningful way, doesn't reveal Hashem's light, is considered a weak individual. It's impossible for his soul to reach these heights and for him to understand the song of that connects him to Hashem. And even if once in a while he has this inspiration, who's to say that it's not just a figment of his imagination? Maybe it's just something like a fleeting moment of passion that's going to go away quickly. And it could be that sometimes after this imagined or this fake, this ersatz passion, he could be impassioned from something lowly and something, in fact, detrimental to his spiritual growth. Even one who serves Hashem and who takes his nefesh and makes it and connects it to Hashem, gam oz harbe pa'amim ke'in gibor ha-misra'ashel, even then, he's sometimes like a weakened warrior. That aspect of him that connects to Hashem is asleep. It's weakened. He has to rectify that part of his soul to connect to Hashem. And certainly during this time, to strengthen himself, till he's able to connect his nefesh on his level to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we'll stop here for now. We'll pick up with the 59th paragraph tomorrow.